One of the most interesting news stories I've read in a long time is from a recent New Scientist magazine article about the Israeli ornithologist Yossi Leshem. He's an expert in bird migration patterns across the Middle East who has turned his passion into a small industry responsible for saving the Israeli Air Force more than $500 million in hardware and no doubt the lives of several pilots. Dr. Leshem was an active birder in Israel, which is positioned at the juncture of three continents. He says that for politics, that's a disaster, but for bird watching, it's a Garden of Eden in a bottleneck for bird migrations. You can see about 540 species in Israel, including 35 different raptors. 1 billion individual migrating birds come through every year, all using the land bridge between Africa, Asia, and Europe. Many heavy birds have to travel overland because they need the thermal currents created by the sun heating the land. The thermals lift them to heights from which they can glide and conserve energy. These soaring birds fly only during the day and avoid crossing large bodies of water like the Mediterranean Sea. They prefer narrow valleys and mountain chains where the uplift is strongest. The Rift Valley is perfect for this, and it makes Israel an international crossroads for birds. Unfortunately for everyone, the birds are sharing that airspace with Israel's fighter aircraft. Collisions are a big danger. Many more Israeli aircraft have been downed by birds than by enemy air battles in the last three decades. When Dr. Leshem was working on his PhD in 1980, he learned that the Israeli Air Force had lost 5 aircraft to birds, and there were more than 3 collisions causing major damage every year. So he told the Air Force he could map the soaring birds' migration patterns to give the military forecasts and real-time information so they could avoid flying among the birds. He mentioned that during 2 weeks in May, 1 million honey buzzards would be coming over the country. He was told his idea was just for the birds, but not long afterwards, he got home late one night and there was a message from a colonel asking for a meeting. He told Dr. Leshem that a honey buzzard had just destroyed a $5 million Skyhawk flying near Hebron. The pilot survived because the bird came right through the windscreen and hit his ejector handle. It literally ejected him. So Dr. Leshem started work at Tel Aviv University with the Air Force. Around the same time, the problem suddenly became worse. Before 1983, Israeli planes did their training mostly over Sinai, but that year they gave Sinai back to Egypt. Suddenly, they had much more limited airspace, and the planes were concentrated right smack in the middle of the birds' flight paths. Dr. Leshem started mapping migration using information from birdwatcher surveys, and in 1983 he started using radar at Ben Gurion International Airport near Tel Aviv. In 1984 he produced the first map of what he calls bird plague zones, areas where the soaring birds are flying. Pilots are told to keep out of these areas. The maps are hung in the briefing room of every squadron during bird migration seasons. Leshem also started flying in a motorized glider, literally flying with the birds, climbing with them on the thermals, and then gliding to get the altitude, which he quickly learned depends on weather conditions. Usually, soaring birds keep to around 3,000 feet, but when the thermals are strong, they can go up to 10,000 feet, and during temperature inversions, when the air is stable, they may not go above 300 feet. Since he produced the first maps, the rate of bird collisions with Israel military aircraft has fallen 75%. In the past 20 years, only 2 aircraft have been lost to bird collisions. The Air Force estimates they've saved $660 million in lost aircraft as well as the lives of pilots. The monitoring system there operates 24 hours a day, 7 months a year, providing daily bird forecasts and real-time warnings. It's as routine as the weather forecast. Israel's next step is to try to set up a regional warning system linking the Israeli, Turkish, and Jordanian air forces. There have been meetings with both Jordan and Turkey, and although nothing is operational yet, Dr. Leshem sees cooperation over this problem problem as a catalyst for peace in the region. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.